It's the same with YTJ. They keep saying it's
a and so how many funds you invested in? 23. How many of them are Jordanian funds?
Not much, actually. We've not attracted.
So there are a few funds that came out because there was an ISS.
Yes.
Like Propeller.
Yes.
You anchored Propeller, no? Well,
Propeller was there before, but
Micro,
but we invested the first time, and now we're investing.
But how many startups popped up out of that program? Do we have a number?
We have a number, but I don't have it on top of my mind.
Tens, 100?
Oh, no, tens. Tens. Maybe more than 100. He has.
No, good.
No, I mean, we have sizable number.
And the idea is to create value and to hire local
exactly.
talent.
And but Spadi, I think what's... Sorry, I'm
No, you can also talk to each other.
It's the case study of ISSF now is becoming discussed globally, and many talk about it. And it goes back to this idea that you need a catalyst to create it. We had 331 in Lebanon and, you know, that kind of stuff. So those case studies... I suspect I'm hearing that they will probably be replicated in other countries,
yep.
and this is why I'm sort of.
No, it's a fantastic program. You know, in Saudi Arabia there is a similar program from PIF, obviously, that created 50, 55. I mean, you know that.
Absolutely, it's true.
The whole ecosystem was built around.
You need a catalyst. You need a big catalyst to.
But you started before that.
Yeah, we mentioned. If you mentioned Saudi, 23% according to Magnet, 23% of the founders in Saudi are Jordanians.
23% of the
founders in Saudi,
founders or co-founders, or at least the CTOs.
It's being spilled over the region.
Well, you know, there's a long history of Jordanian techies going to Saudi even before.
Well, it makes sense also because the market is big, and as a startup, you have to start in a big market. I mean, there's no point in starting.
And you mentioned something about the talent and growth. I mean, we have the first big regional exit, which is Maktoub, maybe the last one, which is Jawaker, and I remember Amjad Masad. Let me tell you the story. Remember I told you when I visited San Francisco in 2019, I was still the Ministry of ICT back then. And his dad is a good friend. Told me, my son works in technology. Meet him. As a father, he thinks his son is a computer engineer. Now Amjad is the fastest growing AI company on earth. And he was on stage in Jordan, and people asked him, what would have happened if you stayed in Jordan? And I love the answer. He said, I would have succeeded. I would have succeeded at that scale in the region. He went to the US to have the scale. So it's not people running away.
No, we shouldn't punish the country because it's a small country. I mean, what you do with your resources is what matters.
Exactly.
Singapore is a very small country also. It's one of the biggest GDP per capita countries in the world also. So and learning from these experiences and building on what we have. But we also need to understand that to scale, we need to have good relationships with everyone around us. And Jordan, you know, there's Syria now, there's Iraq. I know a lot of, for instance, the Jordanian banks are extremely successful in Iraq now. So there are other markets that are surrounding, geopolitics, talk about geopolitics, markets are opening up and people will go in and build.
And in Syria, and we have almost 500 Syrians who have built factories and businesses in Jordan.
Yes.
And when I was the Minister of Investment, I changed the regulations to make it easier for them to stay and grow and scale. And they appreciate it. I mean, Syrians appreciate that we've never had any... challenge with their...
And I want to touch on something, I'm sure there are many Jordanians and Palestinians and Lebanese here, so if you think I'm missing something, shout it out. I want to ask the guys about the expatriates, right? The diaspora on both countries. And Lebanon is the ultimate diaspora. Unfortunately, there are more Lebanese, the Lebanese know, but this is something that all Lebanese say. We have more Lebanese in Brazil than we have Lebanese in Lebanon. And it's fantastic, right? Because they are all in love with their homeland. And there's life, the Lebanese in finance group that is trying to do something, and there are other organizations that do that. How important that is in your mind? How do we attract them back? How do we get them to believe? They all come back in the summer to enjoy the food, their grandmothers and grandfathers, and you know, they smell the Mediterranean and fall in love with it, but they all pack their bags and leave. We don't want them to come back and stay, but what can we do to get them to believe that there is something in that place to come and rebuild and invest and do stuff? And you're one of them also. You are an expatriate.
Yeah, absolutely.
You are living in the diaspora.
So I don't want to talk about the traditional side of diasporas investing in Lebanon, which ends up being a lot of it being real estate and what have you, right? We have an opportunity through tech companies, and they're global first companies. We have amazing entrepreneurs in already 2 billionaires in the U.S. So between Kalshi and Ramp, who came out of Amjad, and more of those. So I think what we need to do, and I'm not a fan of the 16 million number of Brazilian Lebanese. Those are,
I don't even know if we should believe it, right?
Connection, real connection. The real connection happens when you invest in investable startups and great investments come at opportunities out of Lebanon, because money doesn't know emotions, right?
Should we tell the people in
that's
the
what I was talking about clustering
take and first clustering. Risk on your country and stop complaining? Yeah. Do we tell them that? And it's not perfect. Yes, we know there is stuff that needs to be done.
Fadi,
but come and take a bet on your home.
Fadi, I'm not in the business of convincing people. That's not my business. I'm in the business of creating. I'm not a politician. I'm an investor. I'm in the business of finding gems and supporting them, and they become investable. If you want to invest, whether you're Chinese or Lebanese, it's great. I just do it in Lebanon. Why? Because my mandate, I sacrificed 20 years of my career for that mission.
I'm gonna be nice to you.
The byproduct of whether you like us, you don't, I don't care. I need to build amazing business opportunities with all the risks that sometimes it blows up, sometimes it doesn't work, and sometimes it works fantastically. And by providing that infrastructure, if you happen to be from the diaspora, I want to support, ahla wa sahla. If you're not, I'm not working to convince you. I have no emotion as an investor in Lebanon.
You want to show me it can be done?
I want to invest in great businesses out of Lebanon, out of Jordan, out of UAE, out of Egypt, out of the Arab world. That has been my life mission. That's it.
But if I am the Prime Minister of Lebanon and tell you I want to convince you to come and invest in Lebanon.
I am. I'm already there.
So everything is good?
No, I'm not saying everything's good. I gave 2-3 ideas. The ISSF Jordan idea is a great case study. Lebanon can adopt something like that. You can go and talk about, again, I come back to the community build-up stuff, the declustering of all the communities. We should bring them together. There's a lot of things we can work on. You don't want to talk about geopolitics? Great. You don't want to talk about the banking sector? Great. We're machine. We're building.
Good.
It could be easier. Great. If you can deliver.
But should we not be, as diaspora, the first to come and say we're going to do stuff? You know, I appreciate that you are giving me that answer. I like that. Actually,
it doesn't matter.
I like that you're not giving me that.
You know, we did exits in great companies in Lebanon, and we didn't sell them to the diaspora.
Fair enough.
We sold them to international businesses that bought them on their basis of their merit.
Fantastic.
And many of them, we can talk about those exits.
And same question goes to you, except you have an easier job than the Lebanese in talking to the diaspora,
not only
right?
Easier job. It's a small risk.
Because there is
return.
I want to say something. There is this. And you know, I go to Amman and Beirut every month. There is this old thing in town that says, all our startups are leaving. What's the story?
They're going for the market.
Why do they keep saying that?
Because it's they don't, the people who say it don't understand how things work.
They're not in the business.
They're
right?
not in the business. If you don't leave for the market, you're doing a lousy job. That means you're a supermarket, you're not a startup. You need to scale.
To scale, you need to open offices somewhere else.
To get
and
the
that
business.
Does not mean I am running away, right?
Exactly. Right. And that's how you create value in the country. That's how startups in Jordan grew to become regional and international businesses. That's how Aramex. If imagine if you were just delivering things in Jordan, how would you have exited?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
Unless ISSF would have bought me.
And they would not buy you because you're not scalable. That's how it works.
Yeah.
You need to believe it's a small risk for very high return, and we are within the global percentages of success, or even higher. That's it.
But are we getting a collateral benefit from what ISSF is doing? Are we getting foreign funds? Not foreign. Regional funds coming back and investing.
Each dollar.
I know our friends that get money from ISSF have to invest.
Each dollar.
Are we getting people excited to come back and invest?
Each dollar is $8.4. Each dollar. Each dollar the government has borrowed to invest in Jordanian startups have created 8.4. Tambi is here. Tambi just started his new fund. He's getting fun, and he was in Propeller. So did you get money from outside because of the money we gave you? Yes.
Yeah. Excellent.
So it's happening.
And that's what I was trying to push Walid, but he's too smart to answer me. I wanted somebody to say, well, who's the catalyst? Who is the catalyst? But you also said that ISSF is a good...
Yeah, but 331 played that role, if you remember, 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah. We have 3 minutes. I have many more questions, but do any of you have a question here? One question. Yes. Arrib lahoun, arrib.
Muthanna, no.
Have to expand. But are they keeping back offices in Jordan? Is their talent still operating out of Jordan?
Come on. All exported services are tax-free in Jordan. You get salary subsidies. You get, if you make money in Jordan in technology, the tax is only 5%. If you export the technology, it's zero tax. You get working spaces, you get upskilling programs. What more? We're a small country, and by the way, the best thing about AI, that your competitiveness is not related to your size anymore. You can be a small country and you can compete. You can build your economy based on very few number of people that can scale using technology.
Yeah.
So they're in Jordan, expanding to global markets, finding opportunities. I mean, Arabic.ai. Noor, great
friend. All back office back in Jordan.
All in Jordan.
All AI engineers.
All AI engineers. Yeah. And now she's partnering with Amjad, another Jordanian who's
in the front office here. Front office here, back office Jordan.
And she's
combination is very place. Powerful. It could be the same in Lebanon. Tell me, I have one question and I have a story to tell. We have 1 minute. There is an incredible software company in Lebanon, Chusma. I mean, it's a famous global company.
Murex.
Huh?
Murex. Yeah.
So it's built this incredible software for banking, the banking industry globally. And people don't talk about that. We want to talk about these sexy little companies. But Murex is, how old? 30 years?
Yeah,
and they employ hundreds of people. Hundreds.
Many,
and they took
many
care of them. When the pandemic happened, they made sure they never fired a single person. And they moved them to Cyprus. They rented a hotel and put all their employees in the hotel so that they are able to continue working.
There's many of those stories, and this is, I go
and
back to the clusters.
People don't know these things, but there are. There
we,
is.
We have to make sure.
I know I pushed you, but I wanted to say to end on a positive story.
There's
I also
one
want to tell
Lane
a similar story about Jordan. You know, most of you know or have heard of Weight Watchers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Weight Watchers is an American company. It's in trouble now because of AI. But Weight Watchers, for nobody that knows, and maybe some people still don't know, that all
the team is in Jordan.
All their technology, everything was built out of Jordan. Not because he was a Jordanian.
He's an Indian.
Has nothing to do with the back office was built by an Indian who thought Jordan makes sense because he married a Jordanian and he thought Jordan was, from a time perspective, better than India to do the back office. And then the company is an American company.
And he exited now, by the way. He sold it to another company with a few tens of millions.
And he used to have hundreds and hundreds of engineers. The talent that came out from Jordanian universities would stand in line whenever he's recruiting so that he gets recruited.
Now there are thousands.
Exactly.
Before, they were thousands.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.